Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we're joined by Interim City Manager Charlie DeSalle, recapping the latest Indianola City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things the council voted to approve was appointments to the Public Arts Commission and Planning and Zoning Commission. We don't have to get into the appointments specifically, but just talk about how those commissions help advise the Indianola City Council. I know Planning and Zoning is obviously very important, and Public Arts for our local culture, just how they advise the Indianola City Council.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I think you nailed it on what those two individual commissions do. We've got various boards and commissions within our city that all play a very vital role on making city government work. The council is an elected body, and they rely on these individual boards and commissions to help guide some of the decisions that they are making in very particular areas. So what the city is always looking for is volunteers to sit on these boards and commissions. We do have various openings on various boards and commissions currently right now. So what the action on these items was essentially by council was recognizing those who have applied to be on a board or commission and then appointing them to those boards and commissions.
All right. The council also approved a development agreement with DeArmond Ford. I know that several development agreements have been approved as of late, but talk about this one with DeArmond Ford and what they plan on doing and how the city is helping them out.
Yeah, and if anybody has driven north of town by DeArmond Ford, you've seen some construction work going on that site. DeArmond Ford is in the process of about a $4 million construction project, which will be both a renovation and an expansion of their current facility. The city really recognizes this as a very important business because it is essentially one of the first businesses as you come into town on the north side of town. And the upgrade that they are looking to do from an aesthetic standpoint and a facade standpoint is going to make this business look much better than it currently does right now. So as part of that, we've been working with DeArmond Ford for just about a year now, actually, on just some options and permitting and all of that stuff to get this project going. And as part of that, we've talked through some financing that the city could offer since this is in a TIF district. If anybody has paid close attention to council, there's been various actions on this particular one that have needed to take place to make this work. But ultimately, what the council agreed to last night was to help fund this expansion project through tax increment financing dollars, just to recognize this business's importance on our highway corridor on the north side of town.
All right, and the council also approved some amendments to city code regarding noise regulations, and then peddlers, solicitors, and transient merchants. Tell us a little bit about what those changes to city code were.
Yeah, ultimately what it was is this was just to make it much easier for those who are applying for various permits through our city. So our city clerk's office had noted through the last year or so that there was a few speed bumps essentially in our administrative process on getting these types of permits approved. On the noise permits, it was mainly just when we were requiring applications to be submitted, the duration of time, and so forth. So what we did here was just shorten that a little bit to help out the businesses who are looking to get noise permits. We obviously recognize that some of these noise permits, you can't necessarily plan a month, 2 months ahead of time on when you're going to be needing to do particular things. And sometimes some people need much less time than that. So that was what was recognized in this. And then on the peddler, solicitors, and transient merchant side of things, that mainly had to do with ice cream vendors. When the city first had adopted regulations for these, it was in response to essentially ice cream trucks operating within the city. Since that time, we had added items in for mobile food trucks that are starting to be a little bit more popular within our community. And some of the changes that were made for the mobile food trucks actually was more of a detriment to ice cream trucks. So it was making sure that we are making some appropriate changes to allow for both of those types of food trucks and ice cream trucks to operate within the city.
Thanks to Charlie Dizell for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.